Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man in a buzzer tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up, Please don't ask me what's on my mind, cause I'm a little mixed up, but I'm a feeling fine. When I met the girl that I love best, my heart beats so and it scares me to death. That touch of my hand, what a feel I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up,
All right. Hey, guys, we're in for a trip today. You couldn't hear my microphone. I called in before, and you couldn't hear me calling in either. So I had to call in a second time. Hopefully you can hear me now because I don't know what else to do if you can't. Now can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, fine. Yeah, like I said, this is the second time I called in. Blog Talk didn't like me the first time either. So, well, Blog Talk didn't like me half the time. Oh, too much personality. He can't handle it. Oh, Lord, Jenny, you are so full of it. Good grief. Okay. Well, I guess somebody has to do it, right? Okay, guys. Today, we have so much fun happening here with the music. We've got 50s music. We've got some Elvis music that, while it's not 50s, it is seldom heard, okay? So it kind of fits the criterion because we're going for music that we never get to hear, right? So we do have some 60s music that we never get to hear. I figured that works. You know, whatever. That works. So we're going to work it. And I think I've even got two songs from 1970s. But, you know, that was kind of a mistake. They just snuck in there. But that's okay because they're seldom heard as well. So, you know, we're still kind of trying to stick to it. But sometimes that good music just sneaks up on you and you can't help it. Okay? So I couldn't help it. John couldn't help it. He had to send them to me. He has this little imp on his shoulder saying, do it, do it, do it. Hit the send button. Hit the send button. So he did. He's always been susceptible to that imp. Aren't we all? Okay, anyway, guys. Oh, my goodness. We have so much fun in store today. And I took a nap unintentionally, and I woke up at 10 after 4. So I'm just trying to get my pins under me and get navigating. I may never make it, but who knows? You'll never be able to tell. I could be talking in my sleep. I could be talking in my sleep, and that's dangerous because you never know what you can find out. Anyway, here we go. It's the first song. It's Elvis from 1956, the slow version of I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone.
And I'm left all alone, well, you tried to help me so, but honey, I was, I know that she was not the one for me, not the one. You know you told me, well, you told me all alone, all alone. You're so right, I love was so wrong, love was wrong. Was the day she said goodbye, you know I did. No, I didn't even cry. All I knew, I would then turn to you, sweet little you. Well, I thought I knew just what you'd do. Guess I'm not so smart. Boy, you tried to tell me all along. Well, I'm left, you're so right, my baby's gone, my baby's gone, you're right, and I'm left all alone. Oh, no.
wants to hear the fast version. Well, even if you don't, you're gonna. Because here it is.
Where I have lived, she's a gone. Where I have lived, all alone. Well, he's trying to tell me so, but how was I to know? Like she, he was not the one for me. You told me all along. You're right, our love was so wrong. But now I've changed my mind, cause she broke the ties of mine, and I know that she'd never care for me. Well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. I guess I'm not so smart. Are you trying to tell me all alone? She'd only break my heart. I'm left, you're right, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where, but now I just don't care. For now, I'm falling for you.
Oh, yeah, because now I've fallen for you. Oh, my fickle heart. You can't stay sad for too long, can you? Anyway, you know, God just kind of seems to take care of that sometimes. And sometimes he just doesn't. You know, my aunt has been alone for, what, 40 years now since my uncle died. You know, that's 35 years. Anyway, a long time, and she's perfectly happy that way, so that's fine. All right, guys, 1951, way back. Yeah, Mr. Peabody snuck in there with his Wayback Machine. It's a song called Cry by Johnny Ray.
Feel better if you cry when waking from a bad dream. Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around, song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry. If your heart aches in to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go right on, baby, and cry.
I could wander the byway
the way you wanted to, but it wouldn't be the same without you. Those familiar old places would just make me blue, 'cause it wouldn't be the same without you. I wasted my love on a careless romance, but I'd do it again if I had the chance. I could start my life over with somebody new, but it wouldn't be the same without you. Well, I wasted my love on a careless romance, but I'd do it again if I had the chance. I could start my life over with somebody new, but it wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see today's going to be a fun day. The gremlins have gotten into Blog Talk or into my computer. I'm not sure which. But, you know, guys, I was talking about the 50s being an integration between the 1940s big band and then trying to move into rock and roll. And so you've got all the instruments of a big band with the trumpets and the saxes and the clarinets and the violins and the floor basses and all of that stuff with the big bands in the 40s. And all of a sudden, they're trying to integrate into band, 1950s rock and roll. But every once in a while, you'll still hear vestiges of the 40s big bands, because they're just switching over, you know, and they haven't quite got used to that rock and roll stuff yet. But, oh, you get some nice endings on those songs, don't you? And the harmonies and everything. Oh, yes. because big bands quite often just had a singer, just kind of front man singing, front girl, whatever. And now you've got bands. You've got the single singers, but they're being backed by a band, a rock and roll band. And things were in flux. Things were in flux. And quite often you'll hear them mixing them together. So here we go. This, oh, by the way, that little ditty from Elvis was from 1954, I think it says. He was just a young pup, you know, just a beady, beady, beady. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean. Anyway, here is Phil Harris. Yes, the actor guy, Phil Harris. But he could sing, too. He was a singer before he was an actor. And, hey, you know, it was a strange era. But here he is from 1950 doing The Thing. And be ready to laugh because this one just tears me up.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Now that was fun. I liked that song. That was fun. And I don't remember hearing it from the 50s, but I wasn't even born when it came out. So I guess you got to be really old to know that. I remember that one from when it came out. I'm not quite that old. Anyway, but you know what? I heard that a couple of times when I got old enough to kind of know what music was and everything, and it always made me laugh. When I was 5, 6 years old, you know, they would play that. And I heard it, oh, maybe once, twice. I remember hearing it. I don't remember the song. I remember hearing it, you know, but yeah. I'm sorry. I love stuff like that. I think it's hilarious. It's totally cool. So, all right, it was 1950, honey. You weren't even thought of yet. Don't even muck. You're fine. Okay, do you guys remember a person named Guy Mitchell? You would have seen him in some old movies. that's what I remember him from, was some of the old movies, the late 1950s movies. I don't remember him singing. I'm sorry. I just don't remember that. When this song came out, I wasn't even 3 years old yet, so I guess I'm forgiven, maybe. But here we are with Singing the Blues. I do remember the song, but I remember it from later. They played it later. But it came out in 1956. And here it is by Guy Mitchell, Singing the Blues. But I was 6 when it came out, or almost 6. So it's okay if I remember it. But I don't remember it from that young. I remember it from when I was a little bit older. But I do remember it. And that scares me to death. Like, why do I remember that? But anyway, here's another one that I should remember from when I was a kid. But to tell you the honest truth, I don't remember how far back I started hearing this, because it's been around almost as long as my memory is. It's been around since 1959. Okay, now it was before I was 6 years old in 1959, but it was around all my whole childhood and all my adulthood. I don't remember it until I was in my 30s working at a radio station. Why don't I remember it from earlier? I haven't the foggiest idea. But it's okay. It's okay. It's been around forever. And here is, from 1959, Conway Twitty, It's Only Make-Believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream. But it's only make-believe.
Yeah, good old Conway Twitty. Man, he was good. Tim, when he went away, he did some fantastic duets with Loretta Lynn. They thought, everybody thought that he and Loretta were a couple, but that never happened, guys. It never, ever happened. He's totally in love with her husband, you. And no, her and Conway were just super good friends. Nothing hinky ever went on. So get that thought right out of your mind if you were one of those that thought that, because she has denied it, he has denied it, and we got to go on that, okay? So let's believe him. Let's believe him. All right, Bobby Darin from 1958. Splish Splash.
Splish Splash, take one.
One, two, three.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah, rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash. Papa with a peg of Sue, good a golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah, I was a splishing and a splash, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving.
Imagine how very disconcerting that would be. To get up and wonder what that noise was and go bath and wander in the living room and there's a million people out there going, oh, look at that. Isn't that cute? I think I would retreat back into the tub as well. And they, none of those people would ever see me ever again. That would not happen. That song is always giving me the giggles, I tell you. Okay. Do you guys remember the Fleetwoods? Now, I know I'm pressing my luck because some of you are just babies, but think back. Think way back. Do you remember the Fleetwood? Probably not. Okay, anyway, this is 1959. Come Softly, Baby.
Jockey is the coolest and the music is the coolest at the hop.
Now, there's a satisfying ending. I like that. I like that a lot. You can tell it's coming. So it's not a complete and total cut off going, oh, my gosh, it's over. You know it's coming.
Sure.
I love it. I love it. They knew how to end a song, I tell you. Okay, here is Frankie Avalon from 1960. We kind of stepped over the line a little bit. We do with a few of these songs. We step over that line. But it's okay because it's got a 50s feel. This is Venus.
In my arms, a girl with all the charm of you. Venus makes her fair. I love the girl with sunlight in her hair, and takes the brightest stars up in the sky and place them in her eyes for me. To give as long as we both shall live.
Some winners, I'll tell you. And right, yeah. There was all kinds of people in there that, let's see, there was Frankie Avalon, Bobby Vinton, Blue Velvet type stuff, you know. There's Paul Anka. Bobby Darin didn't have too many of those sweet, sweet songs. There was a couple of other guys that, he had one name. And he was a cutie pie. He did the pompadour hair, the Elvis hair. What the heck was that dude's name? It's going to drive me crazy until I think of it. But, okay, I'll think of it later. Right now, we're going to listen to the Big Bopper. Chantilly Lace from 1958.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But oh, honey. But oh,
until he lays, had a pretty face, had a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
Well, I guess we have to believe that that's what he likes, huh? That's what a lot of guys like, I tell you. That long old ponytail. I wore a ponytail when I was in grade school. I had very long hair. There, one of my friends, he always liked to get out the yardstick and measure my hair. We had study time, and everybody would be talking instead of studying, of course, because we were kids, eighth grade. And he would measure my hair. 38 inches long my hair was from the top of my head to the end of my hair. He used to love to do that when I wasn't wearing a ponytail. It was only 28 inches long when I was wearing a ponytail. I never did quite understand that, but I guess he got a kick out of it, so it was all right. All right, here's an Elvis song, a young Elvis song. 1956. I'm counting on you.
All the words that I'll ever know still could not say how much I need you so. In every way I go wrong and you guide me, as only you can do. Hold my hand, stand beside me, I'm counting on you. To always come through, dear, in your kind, loving way. If you knew just how deeply I feel the things you do, then you'd know how completely just how deeply I feel the things you do, then you'd know how completely I'm counting on you.
Yeah, so sweet. So, so sweet. All right, here is 1960, Rosie and the Originals, Angel Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta love that. She has got such a sweet voice. I remember that. I do remember that. Why, I'm not sure, but I do remember that. Okay. we got another Elvis one for you. Now, I want to remind you guys that most of these songs you're hearing, John sent me this morning. Now, there's been three or four of them that have been my picks, but the bulk of them is from John. So, you know, we kind of put this show together collaboratively. So if you're ever in question who sent a song, just say John sent it. That's okay. We can handle that. And I don't think he's going to mind that too much. So here is one that John did send me. This is called I Beg of You from 1957.
Only thing I know to do is remove their wounds.
Please.
This thing ain't full enough on the opening. I think it should be a little fuller. About four more musicians.
Four more rooms.
I don't want my heart to be broke, but it's the only one I got. So darling, please be careful. You know I care a lot. But darling, please don't break my heart. I beg of you. I don't want no tears of fall. You know I hate to cry. Well, that's too much around the house. If you ever say goodbye, but all I please don't say goodbye. I beg of you. I hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me true. Make me know you love me same way I love you. Like me, your mercy. Now that I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, cause you know my love is true. And all that please, please love me too. I beg you.
Let me tell you what I need.
K2WB 3253, take one.
Now tell me, baby, you gotta go. I got to hi-fi high and the lights down low. Hey, now, hey, what I say, ooh, wow. You better stay, pow, pow. And don't run away, I need your love tonight.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. I got stung by a sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, blew to my heart till I was stung. Did I not? I got stung.
Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. I stole all over, but I feel no pain. I run, I got stung now. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty quick to leave me, cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I lick up 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hive every day at five. And I'm never gonna leave one side or right, cause I'm lying. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met, cause you get me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, this will make me 102. I won't let nobody kiss me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hand. Fucking shit.
And just like that, the whole series is over. I did not play those songs one after the other. They were all on the I Beg of You recording. But that's cool. We like it that way. That's just fine with me. Okay. You just sit there and you enjoy stuff like that. You don't know what's coming next. You just let it happen. You can get in trouble by letting things happen. Think about that, guys. You can. You can get in trouble by just letting things happen. Good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, here is 1957, Carl Perkins. It's all Carl's fault. Whatever happens, it's Carl's fault. Glad all over.
Ain't no doubt about it, it must be love. One little kiss from you and I feel bad all over. Ooh, baby, hot dang dilly, so thrilly, but I'm glad all over. I got goose pepper, baby, cause it feels so good when you cuddle me like you do, and I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, real goose, happy, and I'm glad all over. Oh, your touch goes through me like electric spark. Well, every part of me glows. I don't take much looking to see what I got, cause it shows, it shows. Come on, honey, baby, one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm bad all over. Too low, my fever is high, I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey, bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Woo!
If everything's Carl's fault, the least we could do is play a couple of his songs. You know what I mean? So we had to do it.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel your arm being twisted up behind your back? I certainly did. Okay, here we go. It was going to break if I didn't play that song. Mm.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here is another Elvis song, you guys. Now, this is from the 60s, simply because the song is from the 60s, and Elvis did an impromptu performance of it. This was not meant to happen. It was not rehearsed. It was not, oh, let's do this. It just kind of took place, okay? So this is Lady Madonna. It is a Beatles song, and it's an impromptu performance.
Never let your beat show me. They run.
do it. Are you guys hungry?
Oh, yeah. Let's go grab a sandwich. Burger, fries, and a milkshake. Yes, we can do that. A frozen Coke. They've started that lately. Oh, I love that frozen Coke. Oh, yeah. Be better if it was a frozen Pepsi, but, you know, hey, frozen anything when it's hot outside works. Okay? My air conditioning button is broken. Not the air conditioning, but the button that turns it on is broken. I got to get a new car. Anyway, at some point. Here is Ricky Nelson from 1958, Poor Little Fool.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
Oh, yes. And he has a daughter. And his daughter is an actress. And his daughter looks an awful lot like him. It's amazing. And she's a good actress, too. It was fantastic. I don't know if he had any other children or not. I didn't think so. But he had a brother, David. So David Nelson may have had some kids. I didn't really keep track of him. Nobody really did. Anyway, Ricky Nelson, his parents were Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. Do you guys remember that show on TV? It was your first reality show kind of a thing, except it wasn't real. You know what I mean? At the end of every Ozzie and Harriet show, Ricky Nelson did a number. He was kind of having a little bit of trouble getting going with his music career, and so his dad decided he's going to help him. So at the end of every show, he did a number, and that really did get him going. It really did. So everybody finally noticed Ricky Nelson, how pretty he was. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? All of us girls thought he was pretty. What can I tell you? And then he married Kathy, and she was his wife on the show as well. So it's kind of like they kept it all in the family. They kept it all in the family, and their daughter was born while they were doing the show, and It was quite an interesting situation if you think about it. The first reality show, kind of, you know. So that, some interesting little facts about Ricky Nelson. All right, here is a seldom heard song. It is 1963, so it's a little later, but it's seldom heard. We don't hear it very often at all. It's an Elvis song, Love Me Tonight.
May this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own when 100 years have flown. But if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me tonight. Let me feel your lips on mine. If I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light, I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me
tonight. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I could say that a couple times. Anyway, we're going for the coasters. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The coaster is in 1959. Yakety yak. Don't talk, babe. I can't sing that low.
Take out the papers and the trash. Are you no get no spending cash? If you don't serve that kitchen blur, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak.
Don't talk, babe.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that stuff out with that room.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Man, the 50s had some fun music. I love it. And it carried on through the 60s. It really did. Here's another Elvis song, guys. This is from 1962, but, you know, we make leeway. we make leeway for Elvis. It doesn't matter. I could play a 1977 song and we'd be okay with it. But not today. We're going to play this one from 1962. I feel that I've known you forever.
I feel that I've known you forever. Your style, your touch, you're just too much. I feel that I've known you forever. Never happened to me. Don't have to see any more than I see of your face so rare beyond compare. I feel that I've known.
Did y'all get your sigh in there? You know, you got a sigh for that one. Yeah, okay. All right. This is a random question. Doesn't have anything to do with nothing about music. Who likes black licorice? Do any of y'all like black licorice? Okay. What a resounding duck. Well, I like black licorice. And did you know that it used to be based on a seed of a plant called anise? They have a licorice root, but this used to be based on anise. And they used to make licorice out of anise in ancient Egypt. And they would chew this candy, and it was addictive. So all those Egyptians that chewed on that licorice candy were addicted to anise. And I thought that was pretty interesting myself because I've always loved black licorice. My grandpa used to buy this gum called Black Jack. It was licorice-flavored gum. I love that stuff. I used to always bake pieces of Black Jack from him. Oh, my gosh. And he'd take it out and tear it in half, and he'd get half, and I'd get half. And that's another pleasant memory from my grandpa. I miss my grandpa. Oh, my gosh. My heart just hurts sometimes. I miss him so much. But, you know, I'll see him again one day. But licorice, yeah, it's grandpa's fault. That's not Carl Perkins' fault. Me liking licorice is grandpa's fault. So that's all right. Okay, here's another 50s song, guys. When did this one come from? 1959. 58 and 59 were very good years for music. This is Paul Anka. Lonely Boy. Okay, here's Elvis with a 1959 oldie but goodie. Big hunk of love.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. No, baby, I ain't asking what you do. You're too big, a big, a big, a hunk of love.
Sitting here eating my good and plenty licorice candy. The only real licorice is the black licorice. The flavored licorice is just candy that they stick the licorice name on it. But the black licorice is the only true licorice because that's the licorice flavor. And I'm sitting here and I've got mint mojito flavored water. It would be good to have a mint mojito, but maybe it's a better idea that I don't. Can you imagine? Oh, my, I can. So that's, it's a good thing. Here's one. This song I saw on a 1950s song list, okay? I've never heard it before, but I like this song. This is the bell ringer. Georgia Gibbs from 1952, Kiss of Fire.
Thank you. I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch that the soul within me burning, I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I wanna be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I wanna be. Don't pity me. Me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss.
Now, there was an ending for you.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Totally good one.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know, I'm really having a great time playing all these old songs. You know, this is fantastic. We have got to do this more often because this is just so much fun. It's so gratifying. Yeah. Kiss. Uh-huh. Okay. Here is the chords. From 1954, Shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream.
Shaboom.
If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Shaboom.
If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream.
Sweetheart, hello, hello again.
Shaboom,
and open with me again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 dip, a bib, a dip, a dip. Oh,
life could be a dream.
If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, loving is all my life. If you knew what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom. Ding, ding, dong, a ling, a la, 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 dip, a boom, a boom, a dip.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope for me to get boom, boom, boom.
Ding, dong, ding, ding, dong. La, ling, la, ling, la, ling, la, ling, la, 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 la.
Oh, yeah, let's end it on a minor chord. Totally cool. I like that. That was awesome. I do not remember it ending on that chord, but that was a cool ending. I like that. You end it on a minor, and you're always expecting something because it doesn't resolve out. That's fantastic. Okay, the Coasters. This one, they play forever. I remember hearing it in 67, 68, 69. This is a 1959 song from the Coasters called Charlie Brown.
Everybody always picking on me. On me.
On the back of the toilet while you're putting on your makeup, brushing your hair in the morning, getting ready for school, because you know they're going to play this song. This and Snoopy and the Red Baron. Every morning, without fail. It just made it a lot easier to get through the morning. You know, it just did. So, 1957, Elvis again. We can't get by too long without it. Teddy Bear.
Baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tiger's way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But there's a room to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear.
baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. 'Cause you wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
your teddy bear.
Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Isn't that so sweet? Oh, yes. Chain around. He's kinky. Put a chain around his neck and lead him around. Oh, my goodness. Fun and games. Oh, yes. Setting that up. You betcha. Hey, you know what? From 1951, I remember hearing this song when I was a kid. And that scares me to death. But I do remember hearing this song. Rosemary Clooney. Come on to my house.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of thing. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you each side. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Oh yeah, baby, come on to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. And we won't say what kind of candy. I'm just going to give you candy. Okay, here is Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans, 1959.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we
they opened up the squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept us coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Love that song. I just thought it was so fun, and then I found out that it was true. Well, based on a true battle. That's funnier than crap. And then I found out that they wouldn't play it in Canada. It made them look bad. It made the British look bad. But you know what? It was a good song. It's just a good song. And they finally relented and played it. So it's okay. They got over it. 1958. Peggy Sue, Buddy Holly.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy.
My Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, Gally. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy,
my Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh, Peggy. Yeah, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue,
with a love so rare and true.
Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Well, I love you, gal. I want you.
I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true.
Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
You gotta love some of these things. They've been around, well, it seems like forever, but they stay in their popularity. Everybody loves them generation after generation, and okay, it hasn't been 50 generations, but you know, 3, 4, and everybody continues to love them. It's fantastic. I just, yeah, I like the kid playing guitar. That's cool. case in point, here's a novelty song. This was my favorite when I was like 5 years old. I would run to the radio every time Mama would holler that this song was on. They used to play it on the country stations. It's a novelty song, but this was my absolute number one, top of the list favorite. And it's by a man called Sheb Woolley, played Pete Nolan on the program Rawhide. So he did a couple of different things, and he didn't let them cross over. Sheb Woolley was his music name because he did mostly novelty songs, and that's what this class does. Purple People Eater from 1958.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon coat, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
He likes tequila too. Yeah, he knows that tequila. You betcha. All right, it's back to Elvis again, kids. 1956. Money, honey.
You know the man that ought to ring my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peeped through the blind. That man seemed to tell me what was on his mind. He said, what you want.
1950s, last few minutes, let's have about a tutti frutti.
Wah babaloo wah blah bam boom, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Wah babaloo wah blah bam boom, I got a gal named Sue, she know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue, she know just what to do. She roll me to the east, she roll me to the west, she's a gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. Hey! Blop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. A boy don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, ooh, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Blop, bam, boom, blop, bam, boom.
Abrupt, but effective. All right, guys. It's time for me to say goodnight. Thank you so much for joining me for this special 1950s show. We did sneak in a couple of 60s songs, but, hey, you know what? They were pretty darn good, and they sounded like 50s songs, so it was okay. We stayed with the theme. We had a great time with some great music. Keep in mind, John sent me most of that music. So not all of it, but most of it. We're kind of collaborating on these shows. So I just want you to enjoy it all because music is good. Music spreads joy. Music makes people happy. It makes you smile. So when you're going around for this week, smile at people. Hey, it's going to make them feel good, and it's going to make you feel good. A smile is magic, okay? So. In the meantime, God bless all of you. Thank you, everybody out in internet land who listened in today. I hope you had a great time as well, because I certainly had a great time playing it for you. And I want to tell you, may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and bring you peace. You know what? Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay safe. And I'll see you on Thursday, because on Thursday, if I'm right, it's going to happen on Thursday, we're going to have songs from the movies that are seldom heard. So you're going to want to be here for that, the Elvis movies, okay? Come on in for that and enjoy, okay? So here we go.
It's impossible, tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. It's impossible,
to ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? But the second that I never think of you, oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible. And the ocean keep from rushing to the shore, it's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible. Oh, impossible. Impossible.
Thank you very much.